This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Paramount Global reported fourth quarter earnings today. Mixed, you might say. Lower than expected revenue, better than expected new subscribers to its Paramount Plus streaming service. We mention that because that company has been the subject of some acquisitions rumors lately. Paramount and Warner Brothers Discovery have been in what are now said to be stalled talks, though other potential buyers have also been circling, because its recent struggles to sell enough ads and meet investors' profit expectations notwithstanding, Paramount is a player as the streaming wars tend toward consolidation. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more now on what makes a good match in that highly competitive business.
Streaming is in an awkward spot, with a crowded field of services struggling to turn a profit and grumpy consumers cycling through increasingly expensive subscriptions.
We're not in equilibrium right now,
says Michael Smith at Carnegie Mellon.
The equilibrium can't be 10 different streaming services where I can't remember which one has Big Bang Theory.
That's where consolidation could be a good thing. For any of those streamers to increase revenue, Smith says there needs to be less choice. And David Offenberg, a professor at Loyola Marymount University, says companies want to merge with streamers that have something they don't.
Well, I think they really need to complement each other well.
In terms of content.
One brings movies, the other brings TV, or one brings TV, the other brings sports rights.
And Offenberg says they're looking for complementary subscriber bases, like a service that's popular with men might want to acquire Stars, which has been targeting women subscribers, or one that's looking to attract families might be interested in Paramount Plus.
God knows my nephew loves his Paw Patrol, and so my brother and sister-in-law can never unsubscribe to Paramount Plus.
Charlotte Howell at Boston University says kids' content is one thing that makes Paramount Plus a target for acquisition, not to mention a big NFL contract.
As well as a number of their key film franchises.
Ever heard of Star Trek? Michael Smith at Carnegie Mellon says, like a lot of legacy media companies, Paramount's streaming arm has plenty of popular movies and shows, but its online presence needs work.
They really don't have the platform to deliver that to the customer. The Silicon Valley firms have the platform.
And the name recognition and tons of subscribers.
What they need is the content.
So Smith wouldn't be surprised to see more tech firms, think Netflix, joining forces with names we recognize from the days of cable. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.